Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for April 24th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next couple weeks of Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank our April patron. Thank you so much to Deadly Pants for being a patron of the Gamers In. If you want to join Deadly Pants in becoming a patron, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. Speaking of which, we're probably looking for our May patrons, so if you want to jump in and get shoutouts for the month of May, you know where to go. Speaking of the Gamers In, there is New Horizon DLC, so you bet we're going to talk about it, because, of course, when there's New Horizon content, Jocelyn is all over it. So that expansion, post-game expansion, which I love to see, bit unfortunate that I think it was pretty much confirmed that the DLC for Xenoblade Chronicles 3 was going to be a prequel. However, taking place before the events of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, based on the recent trailer. However, it appears as though it's going to bring together all three games in some fashion, similar to, I think if I go much further than that, it could be considered spoiler territory. Would be considered spoiler territory. So I'll move on. We'll have the Horizon DLC on the show. Jocelyn's playing through that now. My plan is to maybe check that out. Honestly, I was going to check it out, no problem, but then the Xenoblade Chronicles DLC got announced, and I was like, ooh, maybe it's time to pick that up. And I do not want to overburden myself with games, but I did see that Horizon DLC getting some pretty good reviews, so still time to sort that out. But I am playing Dave the Diver, and I'm going to discuss it on this episode. I've been playing it. It's in Early Access. That one's launching in June, so it feels like a good time to check in on where that game is and how it runs and all that fun stuff. Now, looking forward a few weeks, Jocelyn is going to be taking some time off as she moves. So while she's getting settled, the plan is to have a to-be-confirmed special guest on next week to discuss Trinity Fusion, a new roguelike in early access on Steam. That one is very interesting. So the idea is there's like a multiverse, and the multiverse is under attack, and the idea is you start off as one version of yourself, and as you progress through the world of the roguelike, you will switch characters. I haven't gotten to the point yet where I switch characters, but it's right there in the trailer. There's three versions of yourself, and I believe like each version of yourself has different attributes and abilities and different starting weapons. It is early access, and I think it's worth noting that this just launched in early access, so you're going to feel some wonkiness for sure in the UI and the controls and whatnot, but it's still very well put together. It's a lot of fun, and I think they've got a really good start to it. So I'll play a lot more before we talk about it next week, and I'll be joined by a special guest that week. Then the week after that, the second week of May, I'll have Travis returning to the show to discuss the return of Extra Life. That's right. We're talking about Extra Life a little early. Travis usually does his Extra Life events in the spring/summer, so he's going to be kickstarting that very soon. And yeah, there's some other launches around there by the end of April. You've got the new Star Wars Jedi Survivor. My current plan for that one is to check it out. I'm going to wait for reviews just to see how it runs on PC. My plan was always with Jedi Survivor was to subscribe to EA Play Pro and play both Jedi Survivor and Dead Space, the remake, on PC. So I'm just now waiting to see how Jedi Survivor runs on PC before I commit to the subscription, but I think that's the path I'm going to take. Now, speaking of Extra Life, not much of note, just the fact that in May we'll be talking about it. We'll be talking about Extra Life as Travis will be starting his events soon. And for me, I know I've talked about an Elden Ring follow-up stream. It's still in the cards. It's still in the cards. I won't say it's still in the planning because it hasn't hit the planning stages yet. I know I want to do another one. I have to get back to the game. But if you want to join our team, it's bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2023. Over on Summoner's Call, we're off this week, but next week we will have the newest Mythic Hero to discuss. Plus, I plan to play the new Fel Xenologue DLC for Fire Emblem Engage. That might slip an episode, depending on how busy I get over the next week and a half. But that will be a more spoiler-focused discussion during the Outrealm Gate. The idea is we have been talking about the main story of Fire Emblem Engage, but when you play the DLC, you unlock additional characters for your main campaign. So I think I kind of want to... Eddie had kind of convinced me that it's probably a good idea to stop the progress on Engage and move over to the DLC and then move back. So that's the plan so far. It might change. We might update that and talk about it not next week, but the episode after that. Looking at upcoming games, for the remainder of April, we have The Last Case of Benedict Fox out on the 27th, and Star Wars Jedi Survivor, as I mentioned, out on the 28th. Moving into May, you have Age of Wonders 4 on May 2nd, Redfall also on May 2nd, Darkest Dungeon 2 on the 8th, that's going to be launching out of Early Access on Steam and Epic, Ys 9 Monstrum Nox on May 9th, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, on May 12th. I should mention, we'll be definitely talking about Tears of the Kingdom, and the plan is to have, our hope is that Jocelyn's back the week that launches for us to discuss it. But don't worry, she will be chatting about Tears of the Kingdom when she returns to the show for sure. Definitely want to get her thoughts on it, and whether that pro controller was worth suffering through the purchase experience of buying at the source. But back to our games here. Lego 2K Drive is out on the 19th. Amnesia the Bunker is out on the 23rd. Farming Simulator 23 is out on the 23rd as well. Miasma Chronicles is out on the 23rd. Hello Neighbor Search and Rescue is out on the 25th. The Lord of the Rings Gollum is out on the 25th. Company of Heroes 3 is out on the 30th, and finally, System Shock is out on the 30th of May. So that's your video game releases. Looks like May is going to be a busy month as well, so hopefully you folks know what you're playing as we head into the summer. Well, I should say as we head into the spring. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. No update for Game Club and for the TGI update corner. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I put in here, play the game, Ryan, all in caps. I did play the game. I played about 5 minutes. I'm now in the sewer. I'm completing the test to become a bracer. Look, I promise, I'll play more because I still feel like I haven't given a fair shake to decide if it's not for me yet, but that's the TGI update corner for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great couple weeks.